JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Simon Bolivar Cultural Center to open before the end of this month. And later, we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. These and more coming up. Welcome and do stay with us. Jamaicans will get the opportunity to learn about and experience the culture of Venezuela when the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center in downtown Kingston opens its doors before the end of this month. The facility, a multipurpose center for the performing and visual arts, was refurbished by the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, at a cost of $4.13 million. It will be managed and operated by the Institute of Jamaica, IOJ. Speaking at the official handing over ceremony recently, Chairman of the UDC, Senator K.D. Knight, said the renovation works are in keeping with the agency's redevelopment plan for downtown Kingston. He says a key reason for its establishment was to have an edifice in honor of Venezuelan national hero Simon Bolivar, who was exiled in Jamaica.
There was also the desire to expose our youth to the culture regionally, and so that there will be provisions here for that purpose. And we are very happy that we have come to this stage of the process, that we can hand over the keys to IOJ, and they now will ensure that the vision, the concept, will be implemented fully.
Executive Director of the IOJ, Anne-Marie Bonner, says the Institute is pleased to be taking over the management of the center. She says the IOJ is looking forward to the programs that will be offered and all the activities leading up to the September bicentennial of the writing of the famous letter from Jamaica, for which Simon Bolivar is well known. The cultural center is the brainchild of late Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez and former Prime Minister P.J. Patterson. The project began in 2009 and was funded by the Petrocaribe Development Fund.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, in partnership with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will be rolling out a 6-month pilot program for the collection of electronic waste across selected communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. They will be collecting your e-waste on the last Sunday of each month during the pilot program. Visit nswma.gov.jm for more information and play your part. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
Our quality of life depends on the quality of our natural environment. It's for this reason that one of the goals of Vision 2030 is to ensure that Jamaica has a healthy natural environment. This will in turn contribute to making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Our community notice for today. The St. Luke's Anglican Church will be hosting Reggae Jazz and Blues Go Gospel Act 2 featuring George Nooks, Mary Isaacs, among others, Sunday, April 26, starting at 5 p.m. For ticket information, call St. Luke's Church Crossroads at 926-6516. Proceeds in aid of the church's outreach programs. And now for our glimpse of Jamaica.
I remember back in the day, my mother used to look after a thing then called the pan fall back in use so nice. Especially the dumpling, it's a thing that them use flour to make. It season it nicely, she put butter and she put a little and nutter in it. And I tell you, my God, it tastes good. Especially the dumpling, it's stellar. Caroline from Center.
And remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica. Email glimpses at jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. That brings us to the end of today's program. With studio engineer Andre Soyas, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.